Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, the Betches Brides podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Pellegrino, and today I'm in a giddy, giddy little happy mood because I have everybody's favorite person, including one of my own. I hate to admit it because we have that relationship where we don't tell each other we actually like each other. I have Chris Burns, aka at Fat Carrie Bradshaw on social media, here with me today. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, bitch. What is going on? You're so excited.
Our audience is so excited, and that's why I'm excited, because I sacrifice my life for them on the daily basis.
Listen, I'm very excited. You know, I've been waiting to get... I love talking weddings, okay? People would look at me and assume that I don't, but I in fact do.
Well, okay, so the reason we're having you on, the main reason, is because not only do you love talking weddings, but you've been a bridesman in like what, 13, 14 weddings at this point?
Yeah, I think it's about 14. I always say I've been in because I've been in different capacities. While the bulk has been as a bridesman, I've okay. also, I guess, technically been a groomsman a couple of times. I've been a best man once.
Really? For your brother?
For my brother. But me and my younger brother were both his best men.
Oh, so you were co-best man.
We were co-best men, and so like I didn't have to do a lot of the duties, which I don't think I was expected, for obvious reasons. Well, I guess if you know me, it's obvious reasons. But anyway, yes, I also, my cousin asked me to officiate her wedding coming up, which I've never done, so that'll be a new one.
When is that?
That's not until I think next spring.
Honestly, I'm very surprised that you're going to be your first time officiating, because you are a comedian. You're funny. You're witty. I honestly kind of, if I wasn't Catholic, I would have asked you to officiate ours because Mike also loves you. I mean, well, you'll be good at that. You'll be a natural.
I think I'll take it seriously though. I don't love a funny officiate ceremony. You know what I mean?
I agree. I don't love I love a couple jokes here and there, but like, I like when they're a little more sentimental. It's a sweet ceremony moment. You don't want to make it a comedy special.
I want to cry at a wedding ceremony. I'll laugh in the speeches.
Okay, so basically, like, our audience had a bunch of questions for you about being in these weddings and about attending them, because like you said, you've just been to so many weddings.
I have no idea how many I've been to, but I've been in probably, I think, 14. I've lost count.
Insane.
Yeah.
Like, even me hosting this podcast, I've only been in a couple, if I think about it. Like, you just don't... first of all, how do you have that many, like, best friends? Are they actually your best friends, or are you just, like, close, and they were like, Chris, you'd be a fun bridesman?
No, all of them, obviously, I would imagine, they're listening. I'm like, no, I don't consider them to be close friends. But no, obviously, I think, so, like, all of my best friends from high school, I'm still best friends with.
Yeah.
Even like my roommate, I was in her wedding. She since got divorced, obviously, but I was in her wedding. Then I had like friends that I met in college. So those weddings. And then I had like friends that I met in New York. And so now those weddings have started. So I don't know. I think, yeah, I guess I'm lucky to have so many very close friends.
Do you think that you're like a very good bridesman? Like, is there a reason they're all like, Chris, we want you to be in our wedding party? Or are they just like, you're a good friend to me? Like, do you show any like aspects when you are a bridesman that like make you a really good one? Like, are you the one who has everything prepared? Things like that.
Listen, I will say I thrive under pressure. Ooh. And I love like a a day of, like, my one friend who got married in Scotland. I was her bride's man. Fun. I guess I also like gave the speech at the wedding, and then I also like was sort of like day of wedding planner because she didn't have a wedding planner, and this was also in Scotland.
Oh my god.
And so like, but I just love I managed restaurants for years. I love like a pull shit together moment.
Yes.
And I think I'm a good, I can get along with mostly anyone if I put my mind to it. So I think I'm also like a good buffer in a bachelorette party atmosphere, if you will. Because, you know, those can be ticking time bombs. You have like home friends with your adult friends, with like your husband's sister that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take a bullet for the team and I will talk to that sister, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, I could see you being very resourceful for the bride and pulling together shit when you need, but also you hit the nail on the head. Bachelorette parties are literally gathering people from all different walks of life who you have never seen in the same setting, and chances are they're going to rub each other the wrong way in certain aspects. Was there ever like any specific like stories you can remember from any bachelorette parties that you've been on where you did have to intervene? Or like, I don't know, on the flip side of that, if not, are there any favorite bachelorette parties you've ever been on?
There's definitely been bachelorette parties where I've like intervened, but not in a sense of like I've intervened in a like, this is getting too crazy. I guess I can kind of get a little mommy when I'm drunk in a group setting. Like I feel like it's my responsibility to.
I love that.
And I also have been to so many where I'm like, if someone's not, this sounds ridiculous, but I'm like, I understand that we all hate that we have to go to this bar and no one wants to go to this bar, but we're going because the bride wants to. Like I'm very quick to be like, to side with the bride and be like,
yes,
she wants to do it. Listen, it's like, I fucking understand. I've done this so many times. And like, I have no wedding future in my plans. I have no ROI here.
Yes, you do. Okay, so one of our audience members was like, when is Carrie gonna find his Mr. Big?
I don't know, bitch. With my luck, he'll be dead on a Peloton before I meet him.
Literally. No, but okay. I think, so we get a ton of questions all the time. Like, how do I be a good bridesmaid to the bride? You, again, hit the nail on the head. You just side with her. Do what she, if she wants you guys to climb to the top of Mount Everest and back, you're going to go and you're going to show up with a smile. Because have you ever been in bridal parties where you have that one bridesmaid who is just thinks it's about her, whether it's like on the day of getting her makeup and hair done and she's making the makeup people spend hours on her. It's like you've
Many, or like even like not getting your makeup. Like I'm like, just get your makeup.
Literally, okay, just get your fucking
I understand. It costs money. You said yes to being in this wedding. That's the thing. Don't say yes if you're not going to do the things. That's what you're saying yes to, in my opinion. So I definitely have seen, especially when like a bride's really easygoing and then someone's doing that, that drives me crazy. Because I'm like, you have no idea how bad it could be.
I could have used you. Honestly, you should have been one of mine. Speaking of money, that's a I like that you said don't say yes if that's what you're saying yes to, is like spending for these different things. How, we had a big question for you. How do you afford being in all of these weddings?
I don't. I especially cuz I've also had to travel, I guess, quite a bit for weddings sake. I had a lot of credit card debt. Honestly. And at the beginning when I started, because like I'm from upstate, people get married younger. So like it started upstate friends at like 26 or 25. I'm 31 now, believe it or not. And so I guess it's only been like 5 years, but it's been a lot of weddings. So yeah, I had a shit ton of credit card debt that I thankfully have paid most of off because of COVID, so I'm feeling lucky about that. And now, like, the adult friends, like, the weddings I feel post 30 are easier.
Because they don't do the extravagant, like, bachelorettes and stuff.
I mean, even... Maybe it's just because I'm in a better place financially now that I'm thinking about it. Because I'm like, no, actually, because I've had to travel a lot. Like, I'm going to Florida next month for a bachelorette.
Well, and also, like you said, it's been spread out over time. Like, it's not like all of your friends started throwing their bachelorettes all within 1 year. Like, I see some friend groups do that, where it's like they all decide to get engaged and married around the same time.
Yeah.
And that... I mean, that you're going into debt from that year. Like, it's nice that they started and have been over the past couple years. So,
yeah, no, totally. And things like the wedding in Scotland, I'm like, I'm not giving you a gift. Like, this is like my best friend. But I'm like, yes. I'm not giving, my gift is that I paid thousands of dollars. And the bachelorette party was in like a small town in Holland. So it was like not inexpensive, but she didn't expect like a gift, and you know,
wait, yeah, I mean, that's so much traveling. Okay, that was our other biggest question with these. Do you feel like you straight up did not give her any gift?
Well, I mean, I told her too. I'm like, just FYI, I can't obviously afford to give you a gift, because I'm also, I was in the wedding, I had to rent like a kilt, which was expensive.
Wait, can you please resurface the photo, because when we release this episode, I'm posting it.
It's on my Insta, I'll find it for you.
Okay.
I look really good in it, so I don't care. But yeah, and it was one of the most fun weddings, but like, she didn't expect, and I think any wedding I've been to, if I said something, people are, you know, I usually do give gifts.
I'm glad that you addressed it, because then it's not like the bride or groom is wondering, like, did Chris accidentally, like, drop his card somewhere? Like, I like that you addressed it out in the open like that. Like, because, and I'm sure, did she receive it well? Like, was she like, that's totally fine.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I mean, I think she knows, she's from here, or she's from like America, and lives in Scotland, but like the wedding was in Scotland, so I think that she, anybody people, that came, she was just expect, like, she understood,
right? Like, she was having people come to her. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I feel like if you're doing a destination wedding and you're doing a destination bachelorette, especially for those people, and it, let's say you did a bridal shower as well, like, honestly, this day and age, as the couple, like, you really shouldn't really expect a gift, I feel like, from the bridal party, because they're already forking over so much money. And I mean, if they get, like, I had some people in my bridal party who got me a very tiny, like, gift, and I was grateful for even that, because I was like, I made you bitches go to Tulum, which wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I also think that, like, a bride should say something. Like, my bachelor party's going to be here, and obviously, I know this is expensive. I just want to let you guys know, I, like, do not give me anything. Like, I think a bride that does that, like, take it off the table. And then if people still give you things, they were raised correctly. But, but like, you know, even like a little thing, you can hand make something. It's the thought that counts.
That's a really good tip, actually, for the brides to just address it up front. Because then you're like, you take that pressure. And then if you do that as the bride, then your bridesmaids are happier and more probably willing to, like, let loose and spend a little more on drinks and stuff at the bachelorette. Like, that's a really good...
Totally.
Looking back, honestly, I wish I did that. You guys should all do that if you're in that situation.
Yeah. I've also had, like, bachelorette parties that I think is really cool is, like, they've had, like, a family member that paid for one of the nights as their, like, wedding gift.
That's really smart.
Which is really fun. So,
like, paid for everybody, like, just, like,
dinner. Like, if we, like, all go to, like, a crazy dinner, like...
Oh, I love that.
I've had them be like, my aunt, like, sent me money for this, for whatever.
I love that.
It's a good, like, gift idea, I guess.
Do you have a favorite bachelorette that you've been on?
I've been on like a couple trips that were so fun. I went, the most recent one that I went on was Elise Morales's, I think she's been on this, right?
Yes, we had her on.
That was so fun because we went to, we like had gotten a big house because it was still COVID. So it was like a big house in, what's Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
And it was like in, we went sailing and that was like a lot of fun because it was just a bunch of people. And then the one that we went to, I've been to like Nashville, stayed in the house from the show Nashville, which was so fun. And I also saw Carrie Underwood and Maren Morris at the Grand Ole Opry when we were there for the bachelorette party.
Okay.
That was actually pretty dope.
You did Nashville right. Like if you're going to do a Nashville bachelorette, just honestly harass Fat Carrie Bradshaw on Instagram for that itinerary because that sounds amazing.
That was a good one. And then for the one that was in Scotland, we went to Amsterdam and it was like, we did like 2 days in like downtown Amsterdam. And then my friend who was getting married doesn't drink, but is like a huge pothead. And so we had gotten like a house literally in the middle of like the countryside in Holland. And we like took the train out there for a couple of days. And
I love how I'm expecting you to be like, yeah, Miami, Austin, like the basic spots. And you're like,
you know what? I've never been to Miami or Austin.
Oh my gosh. I've never been to Austin. We need to go though. Apparently it's a fun bachelorette destination. Maybe we'll just gather some Betches Brides audience members and the two of us will go to Austin.
Hell yeah. Start a company where we host bachelorette parties.
You're getting the wheels churning. sorry, Betches. We're leaving and we're starting this.
But yeah, I mean, I think bachelorette parties all... Who's yeah. there? You know, what's the vibe?
Yes.
I'm not. If you're giving me like a, we're waking up at 8:30 a.m. and going to see a museum, like, bitch, this isn't a field trip. I don't have time for that.
It's all about, I've been on some bachelorettes where I have to say, like, the itinerary itself wasn't even that fun. Like, the planning of it was kind of lacking, which I think that's important. You have to plan in advance. But mm-hmm. on that particular bachelorette, like, we were with the most fun group of people where we would have fun sitting there doing nothing regardless. So totally. It's a mix of like the vibes, the happiness. You have to have happy people on your bachelorette. Like that's
totally
all I think for.
I think bachelorette party also, like I've always said, there's like a mentality when you go to like an all-inclusive resort or like a cruise or a bachelorette, and I'm like, the mentality just has to be like, this is what we're doing for 3 days, and just like whatever happens,
yes. happens.
Like vacation mentality needs to be turned on because I'm not about the person screaming on a bachelorette party. It's not even your wedding.
No, somebody always cries on a bachelorette party too, I feel like, whether it's like the bride or somebody else.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Moving on from bachelorettes, do you attend the bridal showers when you're in these weddings? Like, have you attended 14?
I have attended several. I haven't been to 14 of them. I'm not traveling for a bridal shower.
Yeah.
Ever. Mm-mm. Frankly, if I never go to a bridal shower again, it'll be too soon. I do not care.
I love it. That's
my least favorite part. Bridal showers.
Yeah. I'm thankful that over time, I feel like in like 2013 or whatever, that period of time, bridal showers were more of a thing and you were expected to attend. You were expected to have one if you were a bride. Now I have friends who are getting married and they'll be like, yeah, my bridal shower, FYI, like I'm thinking of it being in June, but please don't even come. Like you don't have to come because it's, yeah. Nobody, you're not traveling for a bridal shower.
I'm not even positive what the point of a bridal shower is too. Cause also like these days, most people that are getting married have already lived together for probably a number of years. I'm like, how much shit do you need? I've been to your house. You have plates. Like,
right. Right.
I get it though. Like people want to do the whole thing. And
sometimes it's for like the mom or the mother-in-law more than the bride.
Totally.
Like it's for them and their friends and the aunts to gather, which is fine. But then it's like, I think just don't, as the bride, don't have the expectation that like if all of your bridal party and friends don't show up to your bridal shower, then they're bad friends because they're not. You'd rather have them for the bachelorette. Yeah. And the wedding, obviously. For the actual like wedding day festivities and stuff, let's talk about outfits that you've had to wear. As a bridesman, we had so many questions from brides being like, how do I make them like blend in with the rest? But obviously, they're not going to throw you in a dress. Like, what have you worn typically other than like, you know, the kilt in Scotland?
Oh, totally. Well, yeah. So that one also was interesting because I wasn't the only bridesman.
Oh, that's nice.
And so normally I just match, and my preference is to just match the groomsmen.
Oh, okay. So you like that.
It's just, I'm like, I don't, because I feel like I've had other weddings too where people are like, you're going to like match, our like dresses, or like you're gonna wear the same color tux as the groomsman, but you're gonna wear like the dress color for the
right
tie and stuff. But I'm like, I look like the goddamn groom. Like then it looks
yeah.
So I prefer to match the groomsmen, I think is always the safe bet.
Yeah, and I like that because then the brides or the groomsmen typically match the bridesmaids' dresses anyways. Like usually it's like a dark gray suit with the green tie that matches. So it's like,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, totally. And I think like I've had definitely different experiences, and I've had recently like a couple of where I'm like, this is like, I feel like a full on bridesmaid, which I love because I've walked down with like the straight groomsmen, walked with a bouquet, and like walked back, like, and it's been that those are the best ones. So
that was a big question we had though, like how do I make them feel included and not awkward and not like a sticking out like a sore thumb like bridesman. So you would say things like just treat, don't overthink it, like treat it normal kind of?
I guess it really depends on the person, because I can say things, but obviously I put myself out there more, I think, than some other people. So like in Elise's wedding, say, like I don't think Elise even stopped to think about the difference
right.
of like the bridesmaids and me, which I love about her, because everything was just like, I felt really like just one of the bridesmaids. Right. And when I mentioned something, she's like, oh, I didn't even think about it. But I've totally been in weddings where it's like the pictures, I want to be like, just tell me to stand on the other side because I know you feel like this is ruining the pictures or whatever. So I guess it really, it's hard to give advice because I could also see some guys being like offended by
right.
being treated like one of the bridesmaids. But for me, listen, these people are in your wedding, so you know, or you should know how they're gonna
right.
react.
And don't, Jordana and I used to always talk about this, like, when, you know, we'd have a question from a bride that would be like, my one bridesmaid has tattoos all over her arms. Will that ruin the photos? And we're like, if she's truly like your good friend, and I'm assuming she is because you asked her to be a bridesmaid, then you shouldn't care if, then that's her true self, is having the tattoos all over her arms. Like
totally.
That, you should like that in your photo. So if somebody's going to ask, like the brides out there, if you're going to ask a bridesman, one of your guy friends, to be a bridesmaid, like accept them as their full selves in the photos. Don't be like, now you get out. And if, you yeah. know, it's just, so, I think it's like, don't overthink it in a way.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think this is someone that you have probably been friends with for a long time. Like, you know what the the deal is. And they also, like, haven't, they've felt like they've stuck out like a sore thumb probably many, many times before.
Right.
I mean, there's always some family member that'll, like, make a joke or an old person. And I'm like, you know, it happens. And you just roll with it because you know,
life.
if you get upset about things like that, then
yeah, my
you're
favorite
be upset all the time.
Very true. Great advice. My favorite photo ever is the one of you and Elisa's wedding, like spraying the setting spray on the girls.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the makeup artist said that they didn't need setting spray. It was August.
Oh. And thank you. Thank God you were there with the setting spray, because that, sorry to Elisa's makeup artist, but they're wrong.
Which they were amazing and they were great. And maybe they didn't need setting spray, but I come from the school of more is more.
Same. So on that note, like the day of the wedding, when you are a bridesman in the bridesmaid party with all these women, do you, like, what does your day of typically look like? Like, obviously we've all seen your amazing videos. Like, you put makeup on when you're in drag and stuff, but like, are you getting makeup done with the girls? Are you getting
ready? I'm getting ready with them, and I usually will get there at the time that everyone else has to get there, which sucks.
Can be early.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, it's run the gamut. But I also am now at an age where I'm like, no, like I'll be there around 11 if everyone else is getting there at like 7:30, because
yeah.
it obviously isn't the same. It depends on the bride. I'll be like, what time do you want me there? And
yeah.
whatever they say, go. Or if it's someone that I'm like, you know, your friends are like, I have friends that would totally mm-hmm. be offended if I came 3 hours late, and I have friends that wouldn't give a shit. So
I think that's smart, though. And the reason brides make people get there at 6 a.m. isn't because they're like, I want you to sit there and stare. It's because the makeup and hair people are like, this is the timeline. We need all people getting yeah. their makeup and hair done here at 6 a.m. So if you're not getting makeup and hair done, I think that's fine. If you're like, no, I'll be there at this time before the photos start and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, and it's also like part of the day.
Right.
Like spending, that's why I'm like, it's not like everyone's sitting in silence getting ready. Like, it's part of the
true
being in the wedding, I think. So, and I always say, don't start drinking too soon in those situations.
Oh God, no. We can't have tipsy, hardcore tipsy
brides.
Listen,
a lot of times will drink the whole day getting ready. I've mm-hmm. been in, listen, many a wedding, and I say, not until like an hour before the wedding, and then do whatever you want. But but like before mm-hmm. that, everyone's going to be either drunk or like tired.
Have you ever been the drunk one in the bridal party at the ceremony or been with the drunk, tired ones, like been in a
no,
party?
No, I mean, not. It's normally the groomsmen, honestly, that will go too crazy, I think, getting ready. No, I haven't, because I keep everybody in goddamn control, okay? No, I mean, obviously, I've been drunk at every wedding I've ever been to, but like not walking down the aisle. I've definitely been at a point where I'm like, oh, I had a little too much, but I've never like been honestly worried.
Throwing up at the altar.
My God.
We had questions about like the day of, just the day of like getting ready vibes, the food, the playlist, whatever. Like, do you have any tips for brides planning their day of to make the experience the best as possible for the whole bridal party? Like, what kind of food should they supply? What else should they do? Like,
I love a, like, if the wedding, I love getting ready at wherever people are staying. So if you're have a hotel where everyone's staying, like have a nice suite where everyone's getting ready. Like even say Elise's wedding, like we live in New York, Elise lives in New York, but she got like a suite in right near the venue in Brooklyn, and we all like met there to get ready. And listen, I love like just get a shit ton of Panera Bread or something like that, because they'll drop it early. They do it all the time. I hate when things are too complicated. Like, we don't need eggplant parmesan being catered to the bridal suite. There's like dresses and stuff in here,
right?
And again, everyone's going to be tired. Keep it light, keep it tight. And I think for the playlist, like, people live for, this is my recommendation as being in, not me personally, but like people love throwbacks to when you were in college and stuff, especially because a lot of the times it's like college friends or so, you know, that stupid shit that gets you excited at the college bars when you were still young and full of hope.
And full of hope. That's the thing. Like, we have so many, the amount of people who are like, what do I do for the day of food? And people are like, oh, only light smoothies because you want to be all primp and proper in your dress. And I'm like, no, get these girls some carbs.
And
they
like
need
Panera
energy.
Bread, it's like hearty, but not, you're not going to feel like you're going to die.
Right,
right. You know what I mean? You can go salads.
Have you ever been, with the, some protein, that's a good, honestly, like a salad with chicken. I used to always fall asleep in classes in college. And my mom at one point was like, well, what are you eating for lunch? And I was like, a sandwich. And she was like, try salad with chicken. And ever since that, I would stay awake and chipper after because it's protein.
Chipper. So. I would love to see that. I can't imagine you not chipper.
Picture that. Okay. So like, I guess, what have you ever been in a bridal party where like the bride is just day of wedding, like a ball of crazy stress? And if so, how do you kind of keep her calm?
I have, I think, actually been a couple of times, but in my experience, they don't really have time to freak out that much because there's so much to do. I remember once a friend was like, go to my mom and ask her for Xanax because she was like freaking out. And I was like, okay. So I like went to her mom, who I obviously know as well, and I was like, your daughter wants one of your Xanax. And she was like, oh my God, she's gonna fall asleep. And she took out an Advil and broke it in half and gave me half an Advil and was like, give her this so you won't know the difference. And that's what I did. And then like 10 minutes later, the bride was like, oh, I feel better already. And her mom like looked at me and winked.
Wait, that's amazing. I was gonna say, Xanax, no, like the old I'd fall asleep.
No, I know. And it was, that was pretty cool. I think just thinking about, like, don't talk about the future of being married forever and stuff. When you're talking, just be like, oh my God, I'm so excited for blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a situation where I'm like, this bitch isn't going to go down the aisle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I wouldn't know what to do. I would be like, go down the aisle and we will annul it after.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Truly. Like, even my roommate, who's probably outside listening to this, like, at the time, I'm like, even if at that the time of her wedding, she was like, I don't want to do this, I would definitely still have been like,
Baker,
well, you're going down the aisle and tomorrow we will annul it, but we're not going to deal with your family right now.
Right. No. Oh, my God. I could never. It's like at that point, just do it and figure it out after. But hopefully you won't get to that point because you'll know before.
I also had a friend once that was freaking out and I was like, it'll be fine. You can always just get divorced, like as a joke. And then she was like, oh, that's true. That's true. And I was like, oh, I was kidding, but...
I do love the saying, nothing's ever permanent. And that goes for your marriage. Nothing's ever permanent. You can always change, no matter how hard it is. You can always change the situation you're in. The bride's audience is going to be like, great, thanks, guys.
Yeah, right. We're kidding, okay? It'll last forever.
It lasts forever, and it's happy all the time, and you'll never fight. Even though right before we got on this podcast, I was like snapping at Mike for making me a stuffed pepper for lunch right before
Nicole
we recorded.
Yeah, Nicole was complaining that her husband made her a delicious lunch too early. I have half a croissant from my Starbucks order this morning waiting for me for lunch. So
okay, so last question before we move on to our emails. Like, what's the number one thing the bride should bring on her wedding day? Like, is there anything you've ever been in the bridal party and you're like, I wish we had this?
I don't think I ever would expect it from the bride. I always think, like, you need antacids. Always important.
Like okay? A Tums?
Antacids. And not even a Tums. I swear by Pepcid AC, you take a pill... And that shit will be gone for 24 hours. And Tums, like, you know, Tums is not fun to drink on. It's like a paste. And then glue. You need nail glue, lash glue.
Glue.
And both of those. Always, like, some kind, like, one makeup product of each thing. Because the number of times I've had to fix, just, like, it's always the lash is always lifting. People never do enough glue.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that's putting on your own lashes is so easy. So when I've put on lashes for many a bridesmaid as well, because I'm like, don't pay $15 extra. I can do it with CVS lashes, and I promise you, it'll look exactly the same, and no one's ever noticed.
That's true, because the makeup artists always charge more for the lashes.
Always, I say bobby pins. Also, very important.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Deodorant.
Because there's never enough.
Yeah. And scissors. You always need to cut something, and nobody ever has scissors.
Yeah, always.
So now we have a couple emails that have to do with, you know, bridal party situations. So let's give some advice, shall we?
Let's do it.
I'll take this first one. Okay, so this says, hi, Betches Brides. Fellow bride here, looking for some serious guidance and opinions. I have 9 bridesmaids. Drama has already started that some friends don't agree with the order of bridesmaids in the lineup. Friends from home are complaining that they aren't in the front. I was matching bridesmaids with groomsmen via height. Shorter girls with shorter groomsmen to have taller friends with the tall men to not look weird. Is this an unpopular opinion? Does the lineup order still even matter? Personally, I don't agree, as all 9 of them are just as important to me regardless of how long they've been friends with me. SOS 2022 bride. One of the many.
I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Number one, you don't tell the bridesmaids their order until they're standing there at the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And if they complain, you say, you should have been a better friend. Sorry, bitch, go down first.
That's true.
I've gone down first. And listen, I know exactly what it means. And I've agreed with it. Like, I'm like,
my thinking is, if you're first and you're walking to the end and you know you're last, like you're walking down first, which means you're walking to the furthest away. My thinking would be like, at least you're even up there. Like, you're still a good friend, right?
I mean, you're exactly. I think it's ridiculous that no, like if they have something to say, then be like, okay, you know where you can see better from home. You can probably see the see the ceremony from your house. Absolutely right. Not. Like, go by who's your best friend. Who gives a shit? It's your wedding.
Right.
You're going to be looking at the pictures forever, and you're going to be like, why is my best friend standing next to Emily, who I haven't talked to since the year after my wedding? You know? And I think that that's, like, obviously, I'm like, okay, she's not close with her husband's sister, but she can't put her last. Like, I think as a bridesmaid, like, obviously evaluate the situation. Like, this is, you know, I think it's ridiculous to get mad over something like that. It's something you can obviously whisper about with the other bridesmaids, and it's, like, funny.
But yeah, I agree. Tell them, I like what you said. The view, well, you'll be able to see better from home.
Yeah, absolutely not. And if, what I was saying, yeah, like, whisper about it to the other bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And, like, LOL. I'm going first. Like, it's funny.
Right.
Get over it is what I have to say about that.
Right, right. All right, well, now it's time for this week's Unpopular Opinions, brought to you by BrideBrite. As you know, in this segment, we share your unpopular wedding opinions. And now, BrideBrite is introducing their newest product. BlingBrite On-The-Go Ring Cleaner restores brilliance to dull, cloudy jewelry in seconds for pristine shine. What are you waiting for? It's time to hashtag stay bright. Here's our first unpopular opinion. The wedding party shouldn't... Oh, well, actually, we keep discussing these in the episode. So this one is, wedding party shouldn't have to buy the couple any gifts. We've spent enough already.
Yeah, I mean, agree. But I also do give gifts most of the time. Unless it's an insanely exorbitant wedding. Like, listen, it's part of what you signed up for, in my opinion.
Well, I agree. And that's the thing. Like, even if you're like, oh my God, I've already spent so much on this bitch. Like, it's almost the mental awkwardness. Like, it's almost a gift to myself by getting them a gift so that I don't have to be worrying about it. Jordan exactly. Always said this too. Like if you don't, you're just going to be thinking like, oh, should I have? Are they judging me for not? It's like, just get, even if it's something small, hand, like you said, handmade. Yeah. It could be some coasters. Like,
it can be a goddamn doormat that says, like, you know, the Pellegrino Freese, or whatever your last name's going to be.
It could be a handmade knitted blanket, which we know you know all too well.
Listen. Learning how to knit is the best thing that's happened to me, because I can bring a blanket to anything and it's very
honestly
helpful.
That would be a very good gift though. When I posted that of you on my story, a bunch of my friends were like, wait, can he make me one? I'll buy them. Like, that would be a good, like, bridal shower gift if you're not trying to spend a lot.
Yeah, totally. I've also been to a couple weddings that have had blankets, like, for outside weddings. It's, like, chilly, and they've put blankets on the chairs. Love that idea.
Love that. Yes. Okay, so 78% of our audience agreed that the wedding party shouldn't have to buy the couple any gifts.
And the other 22% is currently getting married.
Yeah. Honestly. Whenever, I always think that whenever we do, like, advocating for the, not the bride, but the bridal party, it's, like, definitely totally. The brides are like, what the fuck? Okay, the next one. Brides should chip in for destination bachelorettes.
Agree.
Yeah.
If you're saying you want to go, we're splitting things. You're also about to get a bunch of money as a gift. That's people are always like, I'm spending so much on this wedding. I'm like, yeah, and you're going to get it back.
Yeah.
Most of the time. I think totally yes.
Have you ever been on a bachelorette where the bride doesn't pay for a lot?
No. I mean, totally. I think that there should be, like, dinners and stuff where we, where the bride doesn't pay. But I think, like, the bride should pay for, like, her own plane ticket and for her, the stay and stuff like that.
Totally. I also think this depends on the level of the expensiveness and bouginess of the bachelorette. Like, if it's a low key, you're all staying local, doing, you live in Pennsylvania and you're doing Philly, like, yeah, then maybe chip in a lot more, pay for her dinner, pay for her drinks, stuff like that. But then if it's Tulum, where the bride is dragging everybody somewhere, then I think it should be a lot more evenly split because of the amount of money everyone's spending. So
totally. And I think, like, nothing, my biggest pet peeve is when other brides, like when I've been in weddings and then they are complaining about the wedding we're in now, and I'm like, yours was 10 times worse than this. People forget so quickly, so do not forget.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, don't complain. And everybody's experience is different. Like, you could have had such a good time at your own wedding, whereas, like, your guests could have been miserable because the food was cold or something. It's like, everybody's experience is relative to their own perspective. Yeah. So just don't complain about other people's weddings.
Especially, if you had weddings also.
Yeah. So the 86% of the people agreed that brides should chip in. So chip in, brides. The last one is, couple showers are better than bridal showers. And we know you hate showers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, I don't care. Either one, I'm miserable. Couple showers, I guess I would prefer because it seems like maybe there'd be more drinking and like a party atmosphere there. Whereas like standing around while we announce what the gifts are, I would rather like pull my fucking nails out. You know, it's I just don't care about seeing napkins wrapped up.
My thing is, instead of a couple shower, because I have never attended one, but I have seen them be done by audience members and people, they do look fun. Like, you bring your significant other and it's a big co-ed thing. But at the same time, I'm like, why don't you just have an engagement party and like make it, and people will still get you gifts, I'm assuming. Like, just have a really fun big engagement party. Like, what's the difference, you know?
Exactly. If you're having an engagement party and a couple shower,
too much.
You need to see a psychiatrist.
That's why we love you, because you just tell it how it is. And sometimes when it comes to weddings, we need that, honestly. We need that mentality.
Listen, no offense.
No, but no, these offense. Are harsh opinions. These are always harsh. Like, some of them were like, do all matching bridesmaids dresses are lame. And I'm like, why are we calling things lame, you guys? But at the same time, harsh opinions deserve harsh.
Yeah. People
answers.
Always think that they know the best of everything. And as long as a bride is happy, nothing's worse than a bride that's unhappy with her choices at the wedding. So don't be tricked into things, I would say. If your mom is insisting on matching bridesmaids' dresses and you don't like them, then don't have them. Because that is what, like, forever, the bride is like, I hate these pictures, though.
Literally. 59% of people agreed that if you're going to do a shower, couple showers are better. Wow, that's actually crazy that more than half are pro couple shower. Interesting. Well, that's it for this week's Unpopular Opinions, brought to you by BrideBright. BrideBright gives us confident wedding day smiles, and now you can make your jewelry sparkle like brand new with Bling Bright's on-the-go ring cleaner, a jewelry cleaning brush that gives your gems instant shine anytime, anywhere. It's a compact ring cleaner, and it restores brilliance to jewelry that has dulled from everyday wear. Compact and easy to use, Bling Bright wipes the day away from your diamonds, even through the use of hand lotions, hand sanitizers, and other elements that come in contact with your jewelry every day. I have this little on-the-go ring cleaner now, and you guys, I'm obsessed with it. I bring it everywhere with me as I'm running out the door, and I want that ring to shine. It's so easy to use and truly works amazingly. Also, right now, it's your last chance to get a free Stay Bright on-the-go teeth wipe with purchase of an advanced teeth whitening kit. So for those of you who have already jumped on the teeth whitening train with Bride Bright, you might have noticed that you were able to add a box of Stay Bright wipes to your order as a gift. if you haven't ordered yet and you'd like a free gift, this free gift of purchase is ending on January 31st, so hurry up and get it. These also make great bridesmaids gifts. So check BrideBrite out on Instagram at BrideBrite for teeth tips and more, and you can try BlingBrite for yourself by visiting BrideBrite.co using code BETCHES for 40% off at checkout. That's BrideBrite.co using code BETCHES for 40% off. Chris, before we let you go, because this was very good, we're going to have you back on because I feel like you just have experience that has run the gamut when it comes to being in weddings. What is like the number one tip you have for bridesmaids or groomsmen to be a good bridesmaid or groomsman?
Roll with the punches, I think, is like... if the bride brings it up, that's what she wants to do. And that's what's going to happen. I just hate when, yeah. It also, like, it's a finite time. It's not like you're going to have to be a bridesmaid forever.
Right.
There is an end in sight. And if you don't want to be there, it's really obvious. And then it, like, kind of ruins the vibe for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So roll, I think if you're, yeah, know your vibe, know yourself. If you're not someone who is going to sit in a room with people that you probably may not like because of whatever reason, like, just don't say yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, your skin is glowing through the screen right now, and we're obsessed with skincare. So whatever you're using, you might have to do a skincare routine on the bride's account.
Thank you. We'll see. She's a secret.
Well, he's gatekeeping his skincare. We'll get it out of him. Don't worry.
I'll get it out, but it's surprising. I told you, I think the last time you were here.
I know. Okay, wait, tell him what it is.
So Nicole found all of the tubes, but listen, Avon silicone glove, it's like $5 and it's for your hands, but trust me, it'll change your entire face. My mom passed the tip to me and it's really changed the game.
And I'm only saying it because I'm not kidding. Your skin has truly never looked better and it's perfect. That you don't even have one pore through the screen right now. I mean, I don't know if it's the lighting or whatever, but we love a skincare tip. One of you guys out there have to try it because I'm too afraid to, because I'm like, you know, with my skincare, I'm very regimented. But try the Avon silicone glove and then let me know if it works or breaks you out. Because if it works, I might try it too.
And obviously, and then I use like blackhead scrub every day, twice a day.
So. Okay. Well, yes. All right. Well, love to love you. We'll see you on the gram and we have to have you back on. Thank you so much, Chrissy.
Thank you for having me.
Until death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Nicole Pellegrino, Sean Kilby, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.